what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Now that the 3A high school basketball season is over, we're going to begin our season end recaps today, and we'll start with the Emory High School boys basketball team. Their state tournament run came to a close a little over a week ago as they suffered a loss to Grantsville, the number one ranked team in the state. And joining us right now to talk about that and recap his first season as head coach, we have Jeff Cincineros over the phone right now. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you again.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for everything this year.
Oh, yeah, definitely, Coach. It was a lot of fun. I know there was a series of ups, series of downs, but ultimately, Coach, I think there's always beauty in something like that. When you look at the way that these kids manage to grow, and you had stressed all season long, just play your best basketball at the end of the season, and I think when you go back and you look at the final three or four games, that was the case.
Oh, most definitely. I know a lot of people will look at me and wonder what I'm saying when I say this, but I really think this season was a success for us in what we accomplished and how much we grew from day one until our last basketball game. Obviously, didn't play our best basketball in our last game against Grantsville, but I think we were playing our best basketball leading up into that and was getting better every day. And again, I appreciate the kids' effort every day in practice. Suffering losses like we did, close losses being in every ball game and whatnot. You can't judge your season on the amount of wins or losses that you put forth. It's about, what you've done in that period of time and how much you've grown as a team. And, that's why I think this year was definitely a successful season for us.
Right, Coach, let's go back and talk about the game against Grantsville. I thought that it was, honestly, an excellent opportunity. You have nothing to lose in a game like this. And defensively, you guys were phenomenal, and I had an opportunity to watch Grantsville against some other squads this past weekend. Nobody outside of Carbon in that first half of their contest played Grantsville defensively as solid as you guys did over the course of two and maybe even three quarters. I know things got away in that fourth, but for the first three quarters, I'm sure that was everything you could have asked for defensively.
Yeah, we had a plan to try and slow them down, which I thought we did. It was working for us. Unfortunately for us, our offense was not working for us in the first half. And, we ended up getting behind, like you're talking midway through a third quarter where you kind of have to scrap your game plan of slowing the game down because you're behind by 20 points and you've got to try and speed up and score. And that's the reason for the outcome of that game, being where it was. But, our kids played extremely hard defensively and was doing good things. We just couldn't get a basket to drop for us. I think we missed four or five easy lay-ins in the first quarter, which, you're talking 8 to 10 points makes a big difference in a game when you only score 11 points in the first half. And so, again, extremely proud of our guys and their effort. And, unfortunately, we had to just change what we wanted to do for the rest of that game, and the game got away from us, and we lost by a substantial amount. But it's really not indicative of who we were and how hard we played in that game. And again, I thought we did an excellent job. I thought Carbon did an excellent job with them in that quarterfinal game, playing defense as well, making it tough on them. They took away a lot of things that Grantsville likes to do, and size-wise gave them some fits. So again, when your kids play super hard and you have a plan and they execute, good things are going to happen. And again, I was really happy with our effort, especially in that first half.
Before that game, Coach, you had a do-or-die contest against Delta, and the kids probably played their best all-around game going all the way back to December. There were a couple of really solid performances early on in that month, but I really thought the game against Delta, the kids played well-rounded all the way through and through.
Yeah, I don't really recall any stretches during that game where we kind of lost focus and gave up points and didn't play hard, and I think that's kind of what hurt us throughout the season, when we just had stretches throughout each ball game where we would lose focus for a couple minutes here and there and give a team a big run and actually put a game out of reach for us. But, that game, I thought we played a solid four quarters. Our big man, Brett Rasmussen, played an extremely big game for us in that game and had a size advantage, and we took advantage of that, and Brett did an excellent job. And as a group, I thought we played solid defense, kept that a low scoring game, and then we ran our offense and took the time we needed to not turn the basketball over. And I was extremely happy with the way the guys played that last home game in Emory.
Coach, as far as the growth from this team throughout the year, where do you feel you guys made the most improvement, say, you know, the final three games of the season compared to maybe some poor stretches at the beginning of January?
I think defensively, we put a big emphasis, you know, midway through the season that our defense was not good enough. And we were giving up, you know, 70, 80 points to teams that generally score 50 or 60. And I think we put a big emphasis on defense. And I think if you look at this, you know, the last month of the season, our defensive effort in every game was tons better. We got better individually on defense. We got better as a team on defense. We still have a lot of work to do on defense. That's going to be our main focus of the coaching staff throughout the summer and coming into next season is defense. But, yeah, I think we made big strides in our defense. I mean, Emory predominantly is a zone defensive team, you know, over the last how many years. And, you know, we played primarily man-to-man this year. And it's a change for the kids. And I thought they, you know, at the beginning of the year was a little bit lost in it. But I think by the end of the year, we're starting to figure out exactly where they need to be and how they need to play that. But, you know, defensively for me was a big upstart for us by the end of the year. And, you know, our offense is going to come and we need to create offense off of our defense. And that's what we need to understand. But I'm extremely happy with the changes that we made defensively. But again, it's going to be a real point of emphasis coming in the next year is that our defense needs to get a lot better.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Jeff Cincinnatus of the Emory High School boys basketball team. Coach, we'll talk about this senior group. You have six of them, and these kids were, you know, the effort was never an issue, and that's something that you and I continue to talk about throughout the entire season. We saw some great energy out of the front court with Luke Stilson and Bo Cook. That kind of became what they were known for. We saw some explosive plays and offensive outputs from Riggs Griffin and also Trevin Brazier, and Jax Madsen has got a motor that goes a million miles an hour, and you even relied on Quentin Sorensen quite a bit off of the bench, and I know that his varsity experience was extremely limited. In fact, he had never played in a varsity game going into this season.
Yeah, those six seniors were by far the leaders of this team and showed the young guys what it takes to give that great effort day in and day out, and we talked about that. You know, a senior night and after our last game, you know, no better teachers to teach these young guys than these seniors that we have this year. And, you know, you can't always say that sometimes with a senior group. But these kids definitely led by example. They left everything they had out on the floor every night. You know, and really just a great group of kids. I mean, you get them off the floor and they're as great a group of kids as you could be around. I'm so happy and pleased that I got an opportunity to work with them. I wish it would have been a lot longer, but, you know, I expressed to them just how pleased I was and how fortunate I was to spend the time with them that I got to spend. And they're going to be hard to replace. You know, not a lot of vocal leadership out of that group, but, you know, you're not always vocal when you lead, and that group obviously led by their actions. And I couldn't be happier for them. They're all going to be successful young men in whatever they do because of the effort that they're willing to give to be successful. And so I'm not worried one minute about how successful they're going to be moving on in life and, you know, just going to miss being around them every day. I mean, it's been a week since we've been together and, you know, my coaching staff's already been texting me and saying, you know, I'm lost. I don't know what to do. You know, I miss being around the kids and you know, and that's what you want to say after a season's over. You know, there's been a lot of seasons where you're like, man, I really need a break from these guys. And this was not a year where we wanted to say we needed a break from each other, you know, because I do miss being around them. And just a great group of young men.
Well, with that being said, Coach, I know that there is a lot to look forward to and what's coming back next year. You have plenty of underclassmen, and we saw really this year from that freshman group all the way up to the junior group, you guys have some solid players that will be back next season.
Almost definitely. You know, our freshman and sophomore group finished up the season with winning records. The JV was real close to 500 with a lot of younger guys stepping in to help at that level, you know, and really facing some more physical and more talented kids at the JV level. But I thought our freshmen and sophomores, you know, really played well and I think learned probably more than anybody on the team, you know, what it's going to take to be successful. I thought they adapted to the new system that we're trying to put in place offensively and defensively, you know, really well and showed a ton of improvement from day one till our last day. And, you know, we're all excited about, you know, those groups coming forward and along with our junior group next year. you know, it's going to be a more successful season than this year was, and every year is going to get better and better. And again, you know, we're extremely happy, and we've got some good freshmen that are going to come into our program next year. We've got a chance to watch the two junior highs over in Emory County play last week, and you know, seeing some good things, and you know, we're excited to get back after it. I mean, honestly, we'd probably, you know, get started again this week if we could with those kids, but we're going to take some time off and obviously let spring sports, you know, take its run, and then we'll get back after as soon as school gets out. But extremely positive upside to what we have coming back in the Emory High basketball program.
Yeah, and a lot of those kids, Coach, they didn't see a ton of varsity time, but there were several freshmen and sophomores that did log some quality minutes, and I'm sure that's invaluable moving forward because the speed of the game is just so different.
Yeah, well, and a lot of them got so much valuable time at the JV level that even, you know, some of our younger guys off, or older guys off this year's team didn't get last year. But, you know, we had a handful get into varsity games. Almost half of our varsity games we've seen freshmen step on the floor, and just so they can see the speed and the physicality so they know what it's like to play at that level. You know, you go out there and kind of get abused a little bit on the floor as a younger guy, get knocked down and overpowered, and it makes you realize what kind of work you have to put in to be successful at that level. If you don't ever get a chance to step on the floor in a game and actually see that in person, it's kind of hard to tell. So, you know, I was extremely happy with the time that the freshmen seen and our sophomores seen at the varsity level this year. You know, we knew it was going to be an eye-opening experience for them, and I believe it was, but I believe they responded well. And, you know, it should make them hungry to come back next year and just want that much more time at that level. So, you know, again, we're really happy with what we got from them.
I know, Coach, you jump right into baseball, and we'll be talking about that, I know, relatively soon. And you mentioned you'll get through through the spring sports season, and then you'll pick up basketball. What does the offseason entail this year? I guess everything really kind of relies on how much normalcy we get with COVID and everything that's happening. But what's the plan right now?
Yeah, it is really going to depend on that. Again, we haven't seen a lot of basketball camps that have been published out there yet on whether we're having them or not having them. I'm assuming that we will, but you know, we'll start back up as soon as school gets out there first part of June with some open gym stuff and get ready to go to camps this summer and spend really the whole month of June at basketball camps. Hopefully get at least three in the month of June, and not sure what the month of July will bring. Just depends on again, what kind of scheduling we get with camps. But, you know, all year we've talked, I had extra interviews with every player on the team, told them where I thought they were and what they needed to do, you know, in the off season. And the number one thing was, again, was work better, be better defensively. And, you know, defense in my mind is just that, it's a mindset. You've got to have a real mindset and a good work habit to be a good defender. And we've got to talk better on defense, obviously, as a team. But individually, you know, it's just a mindset of just, you know, having an attitude to not let your man score and do things. And offensively, I mean, you know, we've got to get better at everything offensively, from ball handling to passing to shooting. You know, we didn't shoot the ball extremely well from behind the arc this year, and that's, you know, kind of a character of Emory High basketball, that we have good shooters. And so guys have got to get in the gym, and they've got to shoot shots, and it's not about shooting 20 shots a day. It's about shooting, you know, 500 shots a day. And just trying to make, you know, these kids understand just what type of work it really involves to get as good as you want to be, you know, it is a thing. The work habit has just got to get better, and it takes time. And so, you know, anybody that has extra time needs to get in the gym and shoot, and, you know, needs to work on passing and ball handling. But every aspect of the game, obviously, is important for us. But get in the weight room. We have a lot of young kids, you know, who are going to get thrown into the fire next year as sophomores and whatnot at the varsity level, I'm sure. And they need to get stronger, physically need to be stronger. And that's one of the big things. We have a great, you know, facility at Emory High to get stronger with, and we need to use that as basketball players, I think. Everybody thinks that's just for football players and wrestlers or whatever, but basketball players definitely need to get in that weight room, get stronger, and we're going to push, you know, every day to get in the weight room with these kids as well. So just every aspect of the game, Jordan, is something we all need to work on. You know, there's not one real thing that we do great. We do a lot of things good. We do some things poor, but, you know, by the end of next season, I hope we're adding to the list of things that we do great and keep moving forward.
Well, Coach, I definitely appreciate all the time throughout the year. I know we'll jump into baseball a little bit later on in the week, but thank you for all the time, and congratulations on completing your first year at Emory High School.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Jordan. I want to send a thanks out to everyone who helped this year, especially with my first year, our coaching staff, yourself, everyone who helped at our home games with running clock and things. I really appreciate all the support that was given to us. And again, I know it was a frustrating year when you look at it record-wise, and you know, we had a lot of growing pains to go through, but you know, I appreciate the support given to the kids, because it's going to take a little bit to put in a new process and get better. But you know, good things are in the future for this basketball program, and just want to appreciate, you know, send my thanks out to everybody who's helping make that happen. And you know, hopefully we get a season next year that's even better and get more fans back in the gym. I appreciate student body was out to watch us and do things, and everyone who traveled. And again, a special thanks to you for doing our games.
Oh, it's definitely my pleasure, Coach. And again, I look forward to talking about spring sports soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate it.
We're going to break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return, right here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM. We'll move to the national side of things right after this.